With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump in Asheville, North Carolina today, I should say yesterday, offering hope to residents whose lives were turned upside down by flooding and mudslides from Hurricane Helene.
I will support and totally complete the rebuilding of every region and town and city that was devastated by the hurricane, and I will slash through every bureaucratic barrier that you're having already and having problems with right now, I understand pretty badly.
Asheville was impacted by Hurricane Helene 3 weeks ago. Elon Musk is raising a few eyebrows by promising daily $1 million prizes to registered voters in battleground states who signed a petition produced by his Donald Trump-supporting political action committee. Correspondent Mike Catalini reports some legal experts think the proposed deal may violate election laws.
The petition says that you support the First and Second Amendments of the Constitution. The requirement is that you be registered to vote in one of the battleground states. The issue with Musk's $1 million giveaway, according to election law experts I spoke with, is that it's illegal to pay people to vote or register to vote. This kind of walks up to and just edges over the legal line.
Union activists in Michigan are urging colleagues to vote Democratic.
Union volunteers from Operating Engineers Local 324 went door knocking in a neighborhood in Southgate, Michigan, to encourage other union members to vote for Kamala Harris. Lee Graham, one of the canvassers, says this election season is the most critical since he became a member of the union 34 years ago.
We've been able to see with this administration on the promises that have been put out there and the promises that have been kept.
I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, it's been slow going since the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is off by 133 points. The S&P 500 off 26. And the NASDAQ right now down just over 70 points. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. The persecution of Christian believers is on the rise in Algeria. Michael Harrington has an update.
The government there is on a multi-year campaign to snuff out Christianity in the small North African nation after decades of relative tolerance. Nearly all the churches in the country have been abruptly closed down with little explanation. Kelsey Zorzi of ADF International tells the Christian Post, quote, Algeria has systematically been working to prevent the evangelical community from being able to simply worship together. Christians who worship at home are arrested. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion measures are on the ballot in 10 states after heated debates over terminology and impact. That's just in English. In many places where English is not the primary language among communities of voters, the Federal Voting Rights Act requires that all election information be made available in each community's native language. But that's not always easy to pull off. This is SRN News. One political observer says there's a reason Kamala Harris is still struggling in the polls despite massive spending on political ads. Jim Garrity with National Review says Harris has $1 billion to spend on ads, but what about the voters?
Well, do they change their mind on their presidential vote because of what they see in a campaign ad? And I have my doubts about that.
The real challenge for Harris, he says, is putting any meaningful distance between herself and Joe Biden.
What she's right now promising is the same policies with a younger and more pleasant face. And that's not enough to close the deal.
Emotional farewells are common enough at airports, but travelers leaving the New Zealand city of Dunedin will have to be quick about it. Officials have imposed a new 3-minute time limit on goodbye hugs in the airport's drop-off area. They say the cuddle cap was imposed in September to keep things moving smoothly in the redesigned passenger drop-off area outside the airport. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.